أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا بالقاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد إن لله وإنا إليه راجعون السلام عليك يا فاطمة الزهراء يا قرة عين الرسول يا سيدة نساء العالمين يا أم أبيها يا صديقة يا شهيدة السلام عليكم and welcome dear mourners of the Lady of Light, Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam, to SOQ's third event where we are commemorating the mission and the martyrdom, the shahada of Her Eminence, the daughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Her Eminence Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam. It is truly an honor to be here on this auspicious Thursday night where we commemorate a very honorable, a very pious lady, and one of the four ladies that have been mentioned in the traditions to have a very high status and a lofty position. Of course, also Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam, being the chief of all of the women of all the worlds from the first until the last. I also humbly prepared a few words. If you allow, I would like to also present those. I do not consider myself to be at the level of the brothers who presented today. They are at a much higher level than Bande. But inshallah, I'd like to put forth just a few words. It's regarding the importance and the significance of the door of the house of Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. And so throughout the whole poetry, I keep the door of Her Eminence as the pivot and the central point, and the poetry continues from there. So let's send Hazrat Fatima Zahra alayhi salam a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Ajil farj. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا فاطمة زهرا How auspicious is your door. This is the door of the coming and going of angels. This is the door of divine revelation. This is the door of the victories of Islam. This is the door of the humiliation of the kuffar. This is the auspicious door of Fatima Zahra. This is the door where the Messenger of Allah came to first after returning from a mission. This is the door where the Prophet of Allah went to last before going on a mission. This is the door that taught Fizza to speak the Quran. This is the door where Salman would sweep the floor with his beard. This is the door that honored Bilal with the recitation of the Adhan. This is the auspicious door of Fatima Zahra. This is the door when an orphan found parents. This is the door where a stranger found a home. This is the door where the hungry found food. As the Quran says, right? Yatim wa asir. So this is the door when an orphan found food. This is the door where a stranger found a home. This is the door where the hungry found food. This is the door where the clothless found a wedding dress. This is the door where the lost found a guiding light. This is the auspicious door of Fatima Zahra. This is the door where Fitrus was given a pair of new wings. This is the door where the angel of death asks for permission before entering. This is the door where Jibril wants to be included among. This is the door of Kawthar, the door of Siddiqa, the door of Tahira, the door of Insiya, the door of Mardiya, the door of Umme Abiha, the door of Ummul Hasan wal Hussein. This is the door of Naqiyya, the door of Zakiyya, the door of Shahida. This is the auspicious door of Fatima Zahra. This is the door where the Messenger of Allah recited Ayatul Tathir for 6 months. Every single day. This is the door where Amir al-Mu'mineen, Haydar-e-Karrar, Fatah-e-Khaybar rests behind. This is the door where Hassan and Hussein, Shabab-e-Ahlul-Jannah, they play behind. This is the door where Zainab and Umme Kulthum, they shy behind. This is the door where Muhsin is eagerly awaited to come and in his crib sway for some time. This is the auspicious door of Fatima Zahra. Dear friends, this is the door that protected the friends of Islam. This is the door that exposed the enemies of Islam. This is the door that unveiled the hypocrites hiding behind Islam. This is the door of vanquishing falsehood and the clarification of Islam. This is the auspicious door of Fatima Zahra. This is the door of Nabuwa, the door of Risala, the door of Karama, the door of Wilaya, the door of Imama, the door of Wisaya, and the door of Shahada. Yes, this is the door where the firewood of Nifaq was set ablaze. Yes, this is the door where evildoers banged upon. Yes, this is the door where falsehood kicked it to the ground. Yes, this is the door where the forces of evil gathered round to destroy. Yes, this is the door where a few bruises were incurred. Yes, this is the door where a few ribs were broken. Yes, this is the door where a few dreams were shattered. Yes, this is the door where a few hopes were lost. Yes, this is the door where a few children became orphans. Yes, this is the door which fell upon a mother who was carrying. Yes, this is the door where a mother was martyred. And yes, this is the door where a husband's heart was martyred. And yes, this is the door where the hopes of daughters was martyred. And yes, this is the door where the dreams of sons was martyred. And yes, this is the door where Mohsin was martyred. This is the auspicious door of Fatima Zahra. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.